From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says his talks Thursday with officials in Mexico City were productive and forward-looking. Tillerson touched on the sensitive issue of the border between the two nations.
We also reiterated our joint commitment to maintaining law and order along our shared border by stopping potential terrorists and dismantling the transnational criminal networks moving drugs and people into the United States.
Tillerson spoke to reporters alongside his Mexican counterpart, Luis Videgaray.
En un momento en que nuestros países...
Videgaray said the two sides have notorious differences that can be best solved through dialogue. Iraq said Thursday its forces had taken the airport in Mosul from the Islamic State group, as we hear from Edward Uranian.
Iraqi government forces moved into Mosul International Airport as tanks and armored personnel carriers surrounded runways alongside the main terminal building. A commander with the Iraqi police brigade, which stormed the airport, told Iraqi media that he was standing on the main runway and that the airport's terminal building was to the side of him. State TV reported that 90% of the main terminal was damaged in the assault. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, met in Geneva Thursday with a Syrian government delegation and with members of the opposition. He says he will hold bilateral meetings Friday to plan a new round of peace talks looking for a solution to the Syrian civil war. De Mistura acknowledged that the successful resumption of negotiations hinges largely on the warring parties abiding by the current ceasefire. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department is calling for China to change its approach toward the South China Sea. A State Department spokeswoman called on China and other territory claimants in the sea to refrain from construction of new facilities, militarization of disputed features, and further land reclamation. The U.S. is calling on all claimants to resolve disputes peacefully. U.S. President Donald Trump met Thursday with the chief executives of some of the country's biggest manufacturers. The president praised their efforts to add jobs in the U.S. The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, has gotten underway near Washington. A speech by President Donald Trump on Friday is expected to be the highlight of this year's conference. Top Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway told the gathering that the president has swung a lot of conservatives over to his side, even though he hasn't always aligned with their beliefs.
Candidate Trump and president-elect and nominee Trump, he went right to the grassroots and brought you along. He made people feel from the beginning they were part of this movement.
CPAC leader Matt Schlapp says he sees a little bit more of a populist strain running through the event this year, with Mr. Trump serving as the driving force. A new CBS News public opinion poll indicates that Americans put immigration at the top of their list of problems that are most important for the government to address. The economy and jobs comes in second, healthcare comes in third. The poll finds that most Americans think the government should do more to ensure that foreigners who enter the U.S. do not pose a risk to the country's security. But 6 in 10 Americans support a program for illegal immigrants already in the U.S. to obtain citizenship. Bosnia is asking the United Nations' top court to reconsider its 2007 decision to clear Serbia of charges of genocide during the Bosnian War. Bakir Izetbegovic, a member of Bosnia's three-part presidency, made the request Thursday to the International Court of Justice. The request was made despite opposition within the presidency. Two former managers at the Vatican Bank have been convicted of violating anti-money laundering norms. Paolo Cipriani and Massimo Tulli were absolved of a more serious charge. The two men resigned under pressure in 2013. The bank has been under investigation for violating Italy's anti-money laundering laws. More than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the world population, was living with depression in 2015, an 18% increase over a 10-year period. New figures released Thursday by the World Health Organization show that depression is increasing worldwide. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.